This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Zipporah Benting on the line from Set Free, and we're going to be talking about Set Free's child sponsorship program. And Zipporah, you mentioned before we started recording just a really interesting angle that I'd like to follow up on, and that's how you had been sponsoring a child and through Set Free, and then now you're working behind the scenes as kind of a manager of the program. Can you tell me a little bit about the child you sponsored and then kind of like where they lived and kind of that experience and then how you came to the position you're at now?
Yeah, that's actually, I will share my absolute favorite memory. Thank you, Katie. Is 2 years ago, I was able to take a letter that I had from the girl that I sponsored growing up and was able to meet her face to face. So, like, going into the details of like how that went was basically my parents said, "Oh, we're gonna sponsor a child through Set Free, and you're gonna be able to like she's gonna be your new sister." And so, week later, when my new sister had not arrived, after I'd picked out names and picked out where she was going to sleep, I basically realized that we were more of like pen pal sisters. And that was the first time I had been introduced to that. However, while I was really disappointed at first, I began to look forward to her letters, and that was a really neat relationship that we were able to build of just encouraging each other. We were similar ages, and I guess going through and learning the same things in school. But then I was able to go, I had the opportunity to visit her about 2 years ago now. And so I had compiled some of our letters and was able to meet her face to face, and it was just like this overwhelming, magical moment that I never thought that I'd be able to have. Like, our relationship up until that point was just letters and encouraging, and like I had photos of her that I would pray for her every single night, but I didn't like I knew she was real, but seeing her face to face was just amazing. I guess switching gears, after that mission trip, I was asked to come work for Set Free. And then, because I had a passion for helping those kids over there and had been a part of it, started taking over their child sponsorship program. And so I run that today with Set Free. Is there anything else that you want to know about that part?
Yeah, that's a great introduction, and thank you for that.
Yes.
I guess what is it kind of, oh, sorry, before I get to that question, let's talk about the program overview as far as like you're helping kids, but what exactly does sponsorship provide? Like, what's the goal of this program?
Yeah, the goal of our child sponsorship program is to our main first and foremost goal is to know let them know that they are their identity in Christ, and that they are loved, and that they have a heavenly Father. So their relationship with Christ is definitely the first and foremost goal of the child sponsorship program. However, we also, the sponsoring part and why we need other people to partner with us and not only pray for them, but support them financially is to allow them to be in a Christian school. So all of our sponsorships, provide a child with a Christian education where they're being mentored by their teachers and also their peers. And then they're getting fed two meals a day, and then they get the school uniforms, which is a little different than it is here, but they all wear school uniforms, and then the scholastic materials like pens and paper and all their books. So that's what child sponsorship provides a child in Uganda.
And how many kids are in the programs total? Like, is it just in Uganda or are there other countries too? And then how many kids total?
Yeah, so currently we have we have 11 schools in Uganda. We are only doing sponsorship in Uganda today. We have 642 children in the program total. However, 202 of them are sponsored, and 440 of them are waiting to get sponsored.
That's awesome. Sorry, I was kind of delayed in getting to the mute button.
You're fine.
That's thank you for that, the numbers and stuff. And could I know obviously the sponsorship program has been underway for a few years now. What I guess when kids come through that program, what kind of impact does it have? Do you have any stories from the kids themselves?
Oh my word, that is probably the stories that I get as being the coordinator of the program is probably the most rewarding thing ever. I get to receive all of these testimonies from all different schools, all 11 of them, and reading them is absolutely amazing. I have some of the stories, they blow me away. Some of these children are like 11 years old and they're talking about like being able to disciple their friends and about discipling even their parents. Their parents, if they're not believers, then they are able to share like the love of Christ that they learn from their teachers in school, and then they are evangelizing their parents. I actually do have a testimony of a girl from Namayingo, Glory of Christ. And she says, "My mother was scared of my stepmother because of witchcraft. But after lesson two's memory verse, Matthew 28, verse 20, I am with you always. I gave my mother that verse and she started praying and singing. And now my mother is strong and not crying the way she used to." So these kids are rock stars. Even if they're 10, even 8 years old, they are just on fire with their new identity found in Christ and that, they're not under a burden of like slavery into witchcraft because in Uganda, they're under a very spirit and fear-based like society where that is a really big burden for them. So when they learn that they are set free and their identity in Christ, they are unstoppable, even at 8 years old.
And what are some of the biggest challenges or needs you have in this program?
Well, obviously, financially and awareness, I would say. Even for myself, it's so easy to go there for a week and totally be on fire with the mission and excited about all the things that we're doing. But then you see, as soon as you get back a couple weeks into it, we live such a busy life in America, and which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just the truth of the matter is that we forget. Right, we go through our daily motions, we go to work, and then we come home and we do the things that we want to. So praying for them every night has been a really good reminder for me of just to remember them and praying for them, and they pray for us too. So I'd say awareness and then also lack of financial support for them too. We have a really good staff over there that determines the eligibility of certain children and based off of their need to be in the program to start with. But like I said, we have 440 students who are still seeking sponsorship to be able to attend a Christian school.
And one thing we like to do is provide opportunities for people to come alongside and help. So in this case, I'm assuming sponsorship is the best way to help. So how can people get involved and what should their next steps be?
So, like I said, in awareness, it's praying for them is so huge. I will not that is it's so important. But yeah, sponsorship is probably the best way to get involved. Honestly, it's such a rewarding process. It's not just it's more than just a check every month. It's you can write letters to your child and send pictures of your family, and you'll also receive pictures and letters from them and how they're doing, updates that are regular. But to get involved sponsoring, praying for, and also just telling people about it. We are moved to compassion a lot by example of other people. And so to see other people's compassion for them could just be the spark for somebody else to help more people. And most of us have the means to do so. So sharing that often and praying for them openly is so huge for awareness.
Perfect. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Actually, there's one thing I would love to say is, so in March we are going to Uganda in just a couple weeks, and 180 students are asking to be baptized. So that's just kind of a
That's
really cool
amazing.
story that was like all of a sudden here we were. And do you want me to tell the story?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so we were, well, I don't even know what we were doing. I received an email one morning from our team over in East Africa, and they shared with us that 180 students wanted to be baptized at Light Academy, which is our high school and vocational school. We did not ask them if they wanted to be baptized or say that this is what you're supposed to do when you become a Christian, but these teenagers all like begged the teachers that they baptize them in the lake right below the school. And so this March, in a couple weeks here, us, a team of Set Free employees, are going over there, and we're able to witness about 180 of them get baptized. And since they've told us about their that they wanted to be baptized, the global director actually passed away. And after that, it was a really sad time for all the students because they had met the global director. He had paid many visits to them and discipled them one-on-one. But I think 20 more children since then. The number for baptism just keeps growing. So we look forward to taking a trip there in March.
That is awesome. That I might turn that into a second story. Can you remind us how kind of the connection between your I think they're called primary schools and Light Academy?
The connection between them, or like,
Like how do the kids from like the kids from the primary schools go to Light Academy, right?
yes, yeah. So we have 11 partner schools and then one high school and vocational training school. Light Academy was a dream when we saw the need for it because these 11 primary schools are for elementary level children. And honestly, most children in Uganda won't make it past a primary level education, which is, let's remember, elementary school. This is middle school, right? And so all of these 11 schools are feeder schools into our large high school and vocational school called Light Academy. And that's been a dream come true that keeps continuing to grow.
Yeah, for sure. I remember talking with Mac about all of this, and it's really cool to keep continuing the story, even though, as you mentioned, he sadly passed away. But he I'm glad who's on the team. Sorry, my mind's going all over the place.
That's okay.
Who's on the team that's going with you? Are you able to say and like the who's the team that's going and what will you guys be doing?
So on our trip in March, the team that's going with us is Dean Vandermay, who is the executive director. This will be like his 16th time visiting Uganda. Myself, my Jay Fedig, who is our director of advancement, is going with his wife. And then actually, all of Dave McIntyre's children, his three kids, and his girlfriend, are going, and they will be able to see all the work and like what Mac was most passionate about, which was Light Academy and the people there.